In Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2 we read, "Now it shall come to pass in latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it." Here we find back in the days of Israel when it is spoken that someday there will be a new kingdom. There will be something established. It will be established, as we read here, according to the plan of God, and will be for all nations. Not only this prophecy, but many prophecies throughout the Old Testament talk of days that are coming when there will be something far greater, far better than that which Israel had. Another passage, such as Jeremiah 31, shows us that in latter days there will be a covenant made, a new covenant, it states, that will be made with the people of God, the followers of God. And so when we think of all these ideas, we begin to consider our topic this morning. The idea that certainly the church has been prophesied. Not only in the Old Testament, but even in the earlier parts of the New Testament, specifically the Gospels. We find that, first of all, in Matthew chapter 3, that John the Baptist came. Interestingly enough, it states that he came to prepare the way. Notice what he proclaimed in verse 2 there of Matthew 3. He stated, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then once again, as we continue to consider those who prophesied about the coming of the church, we even see that Jesus Christ, in Matthew 16 and verse 18, said, "I will build my church." He then mentions there in the next verse the fact that it was the kingdom that he would build. And so all of these things show and point toward the prophecies that the church would come. A few other interesting passages that help us with this concept are found in Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. It speaks there about those who were listening and hearing the words of Jesus, that amongst them there were some that would not die before the kingdom would come or the church would be established. It's from there that we move into verses such as found in Acts chapter 1, when finally the disciples were assembled together there in Jerusalem. They were waiting for the power that would come from on high, again as Mark 9 and 1 tells us. And then we read there in that passage, verse 5, that it says that the power was about to come, that the Holy Spirit was about to be poured out on them. And how interesting it is then in Acts chapter 2 that the event takes place. They speak with cloven tongues of fire on their head, and everyone hears in their own language. And then it's by the time of Acts chapter 2 that we see the Lord is actually adding to the church daily those that were being saved. That same church, that same kingdom that had been prophesied about, that John spoke of coming soon, that Jesus said, "I will build," had now been established in Jerusalem as prophesied, a new covenant sealed with the blood of Christ for a new people, the peoples of all the earth who would profess to be of their God, to be followers, to strive to be obedient. So certainly we can see that the church was prophesied about, and that as scriptures fulfilled, it did come to pass just as God had designed.